As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Rec and Culture Division of Thunder Bay, bringing free events to the waterfront and all of Thunder Bay. Check out thunderbay.ca/events for more info and follow them on Facebook. Joey's Restaurant, a tasty little place for seafood, located at 595 Arthur Street West. Visit them Tuesdays for all-you-can-eat fish and chips and Thursdays $5 fish tacos. Some conditions apply. The Thunder Bay Blues Fest. Log on to tbayblues.ca to keep up with all the news on Thunder Bay's largest annual music festival, entering its 19th year in 2020. CILU now presents Indie Beat.
Thanks for joining me for Indie Beat. I'm Mae Wandinger. The Carbons are a groove rock trio from Kelowna who've shared a stage with bands like Pop Evil, Royal Tusk, and The Trues. They've just released their latest single, Superheroes, a couple of weeks ago. I'll be featuring the Carbons in half an hour. First, here's Fortune Killers. We're taking off.
Amazing, in her, fire, fire. She's amazing.
That was the Deep Dark Woods with Drifting on a Summer's Night. Here's Year of the Wolf with Can Change.
I feel time is a cruel design, only made to tame the mind and shrew and wicked thief of dream. I bet I was born and raised somehow for a different age than the days that I've been held between. I'll be up there next to you, tracing our course through the stars. And what I've left to do with nothing more to prove. Never thought we'd get this far. Now I'm still holding. I'm still holding on. And I'm still holding. Thank you.
is not my home. Still I need to believe. And I'm still holding. I'm still holding on. And I'm still holding. Still holding on.
Here are the Northern Royals with To the Floor.
You'll never see.
You're listening to Indie Beat on CILU 102.7 FM.
Honey, you drive me to the end of my wits. Honey, you like me to fully commit. Honey, if you'll have me, then I am ready to give. Now I know how it feels to hear another name on your lips. And I just cannot go on without it. So I'm a matchstick, sulfur ghetto, Serengeti heat wave, running hard after the girl in my dreams. Matchstick, sulfur ghetto, Serengeti heat wave, running hard after the girl in my dreams. Yeah, fire burned up my fuel in the freeway.
Small Town Artillery with I Dare You. Here's Wooden Horseman with Restless.
I can feel the curtains coming down. Soon enough we'll all be taking a bow. Destination was always the same, babe. I feel the heat and it keeps me warm. These days I seem to linger on. Soon enough we'll all be on our own. Just like a penny, a voodoo doll, acting like it was nothing at all. Long. story told in no Cajun dream. Kind of want to bring it to the knees. Who says that love can be a thorn in your side? Ain't no mercy from this devil of mine. And you say it just ain't a cross to bear. Well, if you ask me, it's just splitting hairs. So put your hand on your good old book, baby. Lay down your secrets and I'll be a witness. I know.
Route to Alaska with Better Days. After the break, I'll be featuring the Carbons. First, here's Wise Youngblood with Desert Wake.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
We now continue with Indie Beat on CILU 102.7 FM.
Why can't I sleep? Maybe I should try counting sheep to focus on my breathing. Notice in the evening I can't seem to fight off this army of thoughts. What if I stared at the clock? The minute hand is moving, I'm scanning and computing. I can't find my off switch. I need this thing fixed, 'cause in the depths of my heart I wonder, why can't I sleep? I'm stuck in between Abel and Weave. Why can't I sleep? It's hazy between the shallow and deep. Oh, my head is in a crypt again. Another script, another story of what ifs. I can't seem to run out of worries and doubts. What if I lock them in a box? I'll throw them in a sock drawer and then I can ignore the beating of their drums. The beating of their drums. In the depths of my heart, I wonder, why can't I sleep? I'm stuck in between Abel and Weave. Why can't I sleep? It's hazy between the shallow and thank you.
that was Sleep by The Carbons, a groove rock trio from Kelowna who've shared a stage with bands like Pop Evil, Royal Tusk, and The Trues. They have just released their latest single, Superheroes, a couple of weeks ago. I spoke with vocalist and guitarist Tommy Teasdale over Skype. Tommy, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Hey, thanks, May.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. Did you grow up in a really musical family?
No, not at all, actually. None of us did. And I picked up the drums first. So I started playing music when I was 11. And started on drums. Actually started on trumpet. And because we weren't allowed to play drums as a first instrument. So started on trumpet and then kind of did that for a few months and then moved to the drums. And later on in high school, my jazz teacher played drums, guitar, and piano. And I thought, oh my gosh, you can play more than one instrument? Yeah, I'll play the guitar.
Do you remember what the very first album or song was that you ever bought for yourself?
The very first record? Oh man. I want to say probably Linkin Park, Hybrid Theory, like their first album.
That's a good choice, not an embarrassing one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I won't tell you about my first concert that my mom took me to. I was like 7. That's before I knew what music was.
Oh, now you have to tell me.
Yeah, I was the Backstreet Boys.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, I thought you might be, actually. Every time I tell that to a girl, she's like, I love the Backstreet Boys.
Exactly. How did you come together with Conroy and Paul to form the Carbons?
I've known Conroy for quite a few years now. There's an open mic in Kelowna here that we met at. And so we've jammed together quite a bit. And then Paul, he actually used to be in a different band called the Bonsais. And I used to fangirl over that band hard. Like I would go to all their shows. I would request the songs. They wouldn't play them because they didn't bring their piano or something. And then eventually his band like broke up and, the three of us, kind of joined and, it's been a wild ride ever since.
How did the three of you approach your songwriting? Is it a really collaborative process or do you typically take the lead?
I normally write like a verse and a chorus. And then once it's a verse and a chorus that I think is worth pursuing, then I'll bring it to the band. And then we'll usually like finish the song together and add like little bits here and there and stuff like that. And you know, for not our last song, but the one before Sleep, Paul, who's the drummer, was the one that, you know, suggested we put the bridge at the end of the song instead of in the middle of the song, like you would typically hear, you know? So yeah, it depends. Every song's different.
Your debut record, August Ash, was released in 2018. Since then, you've had a handful of new singles, which we'll play a few and talk about a few of those. But how do you feel your sounds evolved with your newer music?
Oh yeah, it's been kind of crazy. So the August Ash was, I would say, like a mix of, you know, Chili Pepper and Black Keys influences, a little bit with like Jet as well, and Foo Fighters. Obviously, like I've been listening to Foo Fighters all my life, and now we're more into like a Kings of Leon type of sound. Like it's a little bit more atmospheric, I would say, and yeah, just less dry rock and roll. And that was kind of intentional after we finished August Ash. The last two songs were kind of like the, you know, more Kings of Leon type of sounds. And I thought to myself, like, I think that's the direction that I'd like to take for the next album. And so that's what we're doing now.
Your most recent single, Superheroes, was just released a couple of weeks ago. Tell me about that song.
Yeah, so actually that song started in 2018. I took this like little crappy guitar to Nicaragua. I was on a nice little surf trip and I started writing the guitars for it. And I had these different lyrics for it at first. It was about a breakup, like, you know, every other song. Every other song is about a girl or a breakup. And then, you know, some people said that they really liked the guitars, but that the lyrics could be different. And I had this song that I hadn't finished, that had this line, lying under neon stars. And so I pulled that up, and then all the words for superheroes kind of came pouring out, after that. And then the song just became about, you know, a little boy or just like a scared person, who overcomes their fears and becomes the hero that they want to be.
You're listening to Indie Beat on CILU 102.7 FM.
Is it stuck in your head? Is it keeping you awake? You toss and turn in the daylight, sharpening your fingers with your teeth till you feel the darkness pouring out of your skin. Is it only when you're bleeding that your mind's at peace? You're fragile like a china shop, so I've tied my elbows to my rims, but the porcelain is still flying off the walls. Is it stuck in your head? What your father said, stuck in your head. Is it keeping you awake? Stuck in your head. You're just about ready to break. It doesn't make any sense how you're still fighting with the dead. Tremors slowly breaking down your basement walls, and you're building up a static charge, ready for a wildfire, and you won't need no chemicals to light the sky orange. You're fragile like a china shop, so I've tied my elbows to my ribs, but the porcelain is still falling off the walls. Is it stuck in your head? What your father said, stuck in your head. Is it keeping you awake? Stuck in your head. You're just about ready to break. It doesn't make any sense how you're still fighting with the dead.
You have a great official video on YouTube for your song, Stuck in Your Head, and you've also released an awesome acoustic version of the song, which I absolutely love. Tell me about the video and the song.
Oh, thanks. So that one, we actually did that video with Dave Benedict from the band Default. And it was, I wrote it quite a few years ago, and we actually played it for the first time right after Chester Bennington took his own life. And it's just about not being able to let go and how that can lead to mental illness and in, you know, worst cases, obviously suicide. And so we tried to, raise awareness for that with that video. And I was really pleased with the results, and lots of people connect with it.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing in a studio recording or performing on a stage?
My favorite part of the whole process is the space between having a song on acoustic guitar and then having something like that is almost finished in the studio. So the writing portion of it I really like as well, and I love performing, but the part that like really gets like my heart racing is that part in between where it goes from like acoustic to like electric guitar and drums, and you really start to see, like, it's almost like seeing like a baby turn into an adult, right? Like those are the best years, like from 2 years old to like 16 years old or whatever. You're just like, whoa, this is actually becoming a person, or like, you know, a full entity.
What an awesome analogy. I finally kind of understand what it feels like to write a song.
Yeah, or maybe the other analogies that I like is, you know, building a house. So it's kind of like, you know, putting down like the basement and stuff is cool, because you're like, okay, like I got something sturdy. But it gets really exciting once you start putting like the colors on the house, right, and the roof and stuff.
Totally. You have toured extensively around Canada and recently completed a tour in Australia as well. You've also shared a stage with bands like Pop Evil, Royal Tusk, and The Trues. Can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one for you?
Yeah, personally for me was in Granby, the town that I was born in, and my whole family still lives there, and it's a, you know, smallish town in Quebec. And I've never really gotten to play like with my band there up until a couple of years ago. And so, yeah, it was like we played in a small pub and it was packed, and it was all like my family and friends from my childhood. And it was just really nice to finally, you know, show my family like what I've been working on. So, yeah, that was one for me. But I know that the boys really enjoyed the show at Frankie's Pizza in Sydney, in Australia, and so did I. And then, yeah, opening up for Pop Evil and the Blue Stones and the Trues were also incredible.
I know it's really hard planning very far ahead with the current quarantine conditions, but what is on the horizon for you musically over the coming months?
We've actually decided that, you know, even if venues start opening up again, we don't think that we're going to jump and start booking shows right away. We want to have like a few more videos, like that Stuck in Your Head video that you were just talking about. And so we're actually getting together today to brainstorm on a couple ideas that we've had. And that's what we're going to be doing for probably the next 6 months, and then finishing up our second album. And, you know, hopefully we can start touring again next year. But I don't know that we're going to be playing a whole lot of shows in 2020.
That sounds like a good way to use the time.
Well, it's just like, it's so uncertain right now that, you know, and booking shows takes so much time. So, you know, spending all that time booking a show and then potentially having it canceled, it's just not really an efficient use of our time. So that's why we're going to, you know, create content and get ready for when this thing actually blows over.
Where can we find you on the interwebs in the meantime to keep track of new releases and new videos?
You can Google The Carbons. I'm pretty sure we're like the number one result. but we're also on Instagram, Facebook as The Carbons Music, and as well as Spotify. We're on all the streaming platforms. We're on YouTube as well. But yeah, if you just Google The Carbons, you'll find us at your preferred streaming location.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, Comforts That Kill. What can you tell me about that one?
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's the one that we wrote with The Trues, actually. So Colin McDonald and John Angus McDonald, me and the two of them wrote that song together. And it was an incredible experience, honestly. The song came together so fast. J.A. asked me to come up with this, you know, he called it like a riff rock guitar riff, and so I did, and he sent me a bunch of lyrics that his brother had written, And yeah, him and I worked on it back and forth. And once we got in the studio, yeah, it literally took, I don't know, 48 hours for the song to, to come to flourish. And yeah, it was great.
Love the song. Tommy, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you, May.
Hey.
A thousand regrets from rocket fuel nights. 100 cigarettes and 50 chorus lights. Talking to people I shouldn't be talking to. Now I'm doing the things I swore I'd never do. It was fun though, Sweaty Betty. What do you know, I got any comforts to kill? Devil made me do it. Comforts to kill.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU now presents Radio Hootenanny.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
A good day. Welcome to the show. It's Radio Hootenanny on this mighty fine station. I'm Skip the DJ. 1 hour of all Canadian power. That means it's like homegrown. It could be your neighbor. This hour of power could be powered by your neighbor or your neighbor's neighbor or your farmer's neighbor or your family's neighbor or that guy that you met once very briefly somewhere along the line somewhere.